100.7 The Tiger, Abby Lee here, and I am on the phone with the Tracy Lawrence. How's it going today, Tracy?
I'm good, Abby. Excited about talking to you. Excited about talking about the new record. A lot of great stuff going on in my life.
Oh,
college
yes.
Football season is upon us, and I know your Tiger fans down there.
Oh, yeah.
I hope our Hogs are better this year. I hate listening to my Louisiana friends give me a hard time about beating my Razorbacks. It's a tough thing.
Oh, yeah. We are so competitive over here. So
I know. Those two big rivals in the SEC.
Absolutely. And it's my first tailgating season in Baton Rouge. I'm, like, new to the area, so I'm really excited.
So where are you coming from?
I was in Lafayette. So, like, I've been in the South Louisiana area, so I know, like, how it works. But I've never been in a Tiger tailgating season full swing. So
yeah, it's a whole different experience. Well, you're going to enjoy it. Have a great time.
I am excited. So, also excited for your new album that's coming out tomorrow, Made in America.
That's it. Excited about it. First album in about 6 years. Title track. I wrote a bunch of the stuff on this record, so I was really engaged in the whole production and putting all this stuff together. Made in America is an up-tempo Americana song, real positive. I think it's something that all my fans are going to like. I've never done a song like this in the past in my entire career. But it's not political. It's not divisive. It's just a positive and Americana song that I think should bring everybody together. So I hope everybody likes it.
Yeah, I'm definitely a fan of it. I downloaded it a couple days ago, and I have the album pre-ordered. So.
Well, thank you. That's awesome.
You're welcome.
And we did do vinyl on this record, too, so I've got some vinyl. So I've never done a vinyl pressing for any of my albums, so I'm excited about it.
Ooh, I'm going to have to get that. My dad has a record player. Everything just sounds better on vinyl, I think.
It really does. I mean, people don't realize, but I'm so excited about having my first vinyl pressing done.
That is so cool. I'm going to have to get it on vinyl and then take a trip to my parents' house and listen to it. So what is your favorite song that you recorded on that album? Is it Made in America or is it something else?
I don't know. There's a couple that I really dig. I love When the Cowboy's Gone is one of my favorite things. You know, right now it's so early. I'm enjoying playing a bunch of them in the live show. One of the funnest things to play live is a song called Nothing Burns Like You. We've added this real cool rock guitar solo at the end of it that's really crowd engaging. So we've had a lot of fun weaving several of these new things in with the show.
Yeah. I also noticed on the Made in America song, I'm a songwriter as well, so I like to look at, like, who's all involved in making the song come to life and writing and stuff. I saw that Rick Huckabee was one of the songwriters on Made in America. Is that correct?
I think Rick has 7 or 8 songs.
Yeah.
We wrote a bunch of stuff together, and Rick wrote for my publishing company for years, so there's a few things you'll see with Rick's name on them that don't have my songwriting name attached to them, but I'm publishing those songs as they came out of our catalog, so Rick is very influential in this album.
He is incredible.
Very talented guy, one of my dearest friends.
Very. I love it. So are you coming to the area anytime soon? Are you allowed to?
We're going to be with Justin Moore. And what is the date in Baton Rouge? We've just announced the tour. Justin and I are going out next year. So you can go to TracyLawrence.com and find out the dates. But we're going to be doing about 3 months with me and Justin. And I know Baton Rouge is on the list.
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm so excited. I saw you one time in Lafayette. You were playing for the Boys and Girls Club, I think.
You know, actually, I'm going to be back in town for the Boys and Girls Club with me, and I'm not sure if they got nailed down. I'll give you the date. It is October the 24th. I'll be back in Lafayette for the Boys and Girls Club event.
Ooh, so all my Lafayette listeners right now, I know I have some listeners in Lafayette. Mark that date down and go see Tracy Lawrence on October 24th. You also have your Mission Possible charity. Is there anything, like, going on with that? How can people donate, get involved?
You can go online to TracyLawrence.com, and there'll be a place there that you can donate money. We do this thing. It's our 14th year. We cook turkeys in the parking lot of the Rescue Mission here in Nashville. And then we do a concert afterwards. We've raised about $500,000 in the last several years. So, and we're trying to grow into other communities. So we do a lot of work in some other places. We're aligned with the Dallas Life Mission in Dallas, Texas, Louisville, Kentucky, trying to get a few other people aligned with us in different markets around the country. So we're growing.
Oh.
Just trying to help people out, you know.
Yeah. Always give back. Such a good thing. I have one more question for you. So out of all of the country songs that are out right now on the charts, which one is your favorite?
Oh, gosh. I would have to say Luke Combs' new song. What's the name of it? I love Luke's voice. That new single about...
Is it Beer Never Broke My Heart? Is it that one?
It.
Yes.
Ice Cold Beer Never Broke My Heart.
Yes. Every time that song comes on, I literally crank it up and I'm screaming, Long Neck, Ice Cold. It's so good.
Yeah, I dig Luke a lot. I've got to know him a little bit over the last couple of years. What a talented guy. He's having an amazing year right now, too.
Oh, my gosh. I know. He really blew up, like, fast, too. I mean...
Yes, he did.
With good reason.
He's a good guy.
I believe it. I love it. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Abby. I appreciate your time, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
Yeah, that would be great. And make sure you go download Made in America tomorrow. It comes out tomorrow, and pre-download it or pre-order it, pre-save, do all the pre-things you need to do right now to be ready for Made in America by Tracy Lawrence coming out tomorrow. It's Abby Lee with 100.7 The Tiger.